This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. aviation authorities closed down some airspace over the U.S. state of Montana after U.S. and Canadian forces combined efforts to bring down the third unidentified flying object in North American skies in a week. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Mr. President, do you know who sent the object? Was it a balloon, Mr. President?
Reporters were yelling questions at U.S. President Joe Biden as he emerged from Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Washington on Saturday after a U.S. F-22 fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Canada's Yukon Territory. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the shootdown on Twitter and said Canadian forces would recover and analyze the wreckage. The FAA confirmed to VOA News that airspace over Montana was closed to civilian aircraft for several hours on Saturday evening to support Department of Defense activities. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Rescue crews on Saturday pulled more survivors involved, including entire families, from toppled buildings despite diminishing hopes as the death toll of the enormous quake that has struck a border region of Turkey and Syria 6 days ago, surpassed 28,000. In an interview, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said that the death toll for the devastating earthquakes is likely to grow dramatically.
I think it's really difficult to estimate, obviously very precisely, because you need to get under the rubble. But I'm sure it'll double or more. And that's terrifying.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society said they had 5,200 volunteers mobilized. Russian forces over the weekend continued to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land. In the east of the country, one person was killed, another wounded Sunday morning by the shelling in Nikopol. This is VOA News. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks, comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in the state of Florida, the first time that he has made a statement in public about returning home. The far-right politician has been in the U.S. since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of leftist rival Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's current president. There has been speculation during recent months on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he's the subject of several investigations into possible wrongdoing. A Russian spacecraft suffered a loss of cabin pressure, but the International Space Station crew is safe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian Space Corporation says an uncrewed supply ship, Progress MS-21, docking at the space station, had lost cabin pressure, noting the incident didn't pose any danger to the station's crew. Roscosmos explaining the hatch between the station and the craft had been locked, so the loss of pressure didn't affect the orbiting outpost. However, Roscosmos hasn't said what may have caused the cargo ship to lose pressure. The pressure drop follows December's incident with the Soyuz crew capsule, which was hit by a tiny meteoroid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Demonstrators demanding the resignation of Peruvian President Dina Boluarte took to the streets of Lima on Saturday and clashed with security forces who fired tear gas to try to disperse the protesters. Hundreds lined the streets with signs calling for resignation, waving banners and chanting slogans. Security officers dispersed the protesters in an attempt to maintain control over Lima's historic center, an area where Lima's Metropolitan Council has decreed a ban for at least 180 days on all public gatherings that threaten public safety or health. Protest over the removal and arrest of the former president, Pedro Castillo, in December have snarled the Andean nation, with clashes between demonstrators and security forces leaving dozens dead. WNBA star Brittany Griner attended the WM Phoenix Open golf tournament Saturday in her second public appearance since her release from a Russian prison. Griner was part of a crowd of about 200,000 fans at the tournament, watching the action from the stadium's 16th hole. Last month in her first appearance, Griner was at the Martin Luther King Jr. March in downtown Phoenix. She's skipping the USA basketball training camp in Minnesota so she can be with her wife. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.